Access All Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lane on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome, we're back, it's FUBAR Radio, it's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome back to Access All Areas. We are back. I was off last week because I had the flu.
Oh, darling.
The real flu, it was absolutely bloody awful.
Not that virus that's going around,
not the coronavirus,
good,
no,
good,
nothing
good,
to
good,
worry
good,
about
good.
There. But we are back.
And you're feeling well?
I'm feeling well, how are you?
I'm great. I survived court.
Yeah, you were in court.
Yes.
Why was that?
Because I've... went out with, well, I haven't got a word to call him actually, but his ex had been stalking me, came at me, which we thought was a knife, but she said it was a dog lead. And anyway, it wasn't very fair. I mean, I remember watching this show, this is a show my age called Crown Court, that's when I used to skive off school. And I thought I was going to be a bit like that and justice will be done, but no, not at all. But anyway, she's got a restraining order, can't come near me, can't talk about me.
Good Lord.
She's already tried to do two stories.
Oh, Jesus.
Already. But yeah, it's been tough. And if anyone's got a stalk or someone, I mean, you know, tweeting it is absolutely awful. And she'd turn up wherever I am and phone and, oh, there she is. And all of that. Sorry about that. So it's kind of scary, I'll be honest. It's been a really unpleasant... last year was pretty tough with it.
Yeah.
And then they're apparently engaged, though he said not. He was in the witness room with my ex with you know, eight other witnesses saying he wasn't engaged, and then the next room she's outside saying, "We're engaged." And I'm like, "What is going on?" It was like a soap.
Still sounds a bit dramatic.
A horror movie, shall we say.
Anyway, more of a thriller.
Yeah, well, anyway, I wish Fred and Rose West all the best, and I'm glad to be out of it. But it was a bit shocking, and if anyone has been through that or had stalkers and awful people trying to con them, I'm so sorry. It's the worst time ever, but thankfully...
Time to move on from it.
Oh, yes, I've moved on.
But there's been plenty of other showbiz gossip going on this week. I don't know if you've noticed, Lizzie.
Oh, there has been a wee bit of news.
First of all, JLS are back together.
I'm so delighted.
Obviously, the money's run out, so they're...
But I love these ones. The bands we formed, don't you? I love it.
No, they're actually,
Steps
they're,
have
to
done
be fair,
it.
JLS are actually quite good. They do have some good hits.
I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I love them. We want them on the show. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be very glad to have them on the show. And also, friend of yours, Phil Schofield.
Yeah.
Revealed he's gay.
Yes, indeed. So
that happened last Friday, so we're a bit behind.
We are a bit behind, but it happened on Friday, and it was very brave. I mean, it's hard enough to come out, but let alone in front of millions and everyone writing about it and talking about it on every show, and, you know, very tough. But, you know, I know his family, lovely girls and stuff, and, you know, and it was a very brave thing to do.
Yeah.
I did have a little tear when I watched it, because I just thought, went down with my cornflakes. I was a bit late getting up, and I looked, I thought, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah, it is a bit of an odd one, isn't it? And I think 57 is very late in life to be making huge dramatic changes. Obviously, him and Steph, they're saying they're stay together for now, but they don't really know what the future's going to hold for them.
Well, no,
so it's gonna be
but I don't think you're ever given a time when everyone's individual, aren't they, and have their own way of dealing with it and coping with it.
But he did say, I mean, in one of the interviews he gave at the weekend, that he did kind of always know it was always in the back of his head. I just
I find that so sad in a way, and you've got to be true to yourself. But who are we don't know what goes on.
No, exactly.
And it's very hard in life. You know, you look at Instagram posts of many people and you think, oh, they've got the perfect lives. It looks wonderful. You don't really know what's going on.
No, absolutely.
And my heart did go out to him. I felt really, not sad, but I just felt, gosh, to have that, you know, the struggle.
It's a burden as well off your shoulders. I mean, even when I came out, I was 14, 15, I don't know exactly. And the weight that you feel lifted, it's a physical pressure to having to, like, keep a secret all the time. It's actually really hard. So
I can't imagine.
Did you have any inkling it was going to happen?
No, not at all. No idea. I just was watching Ruth Naiman and they said there's an announcement. I kind of thought, hold on, what's happening?
It's quite unusual to have them both sets of couples on this morning.
But I think that did show, despite all the reports, that this morning is a really happy show, because there were lots of reports that it wasn't. And whenever I'm there, it's such a great place and lovely atmosphere. It's one of my favourite shows to do. And it was nice to see everyone together. But I have to say, I did feel for him, and I've got a bit upset watching it.
Yeah, no, I have to say, me too. It was an emotional thing.
It
for
was,
anyone
and it was nice he could talk with Holly, and you know, they're great mates. So it was good that she could do the interview, really. And,
definitely.
How they did it was very well. I thought.
I agree.
But there's been lots in the press. I mean, it has been one of those weeks.
Well, I also wanted to just quickly niggle you about what you think about Meghan and Harry. Your old pal Meghan. Apparently they've earned, what, $1 million or something?
Already.
To speak at some bank.
Whoring themselves out. Can I say that?
Ooh, yes, you can.
Yes, I actually...
But do you think it's actually... I'm not really a Royal fan, not a fan of any of them. But... They can't really win, because if they want to quit the royal family and make their own money, fine. As soon as they start to make their own money, well, you can't do it that way. What do you think?
I think it hasn't even been a week. That's what I think.
It has been a little bit more than a week.
Come on. I just think, show a bit of respect. This is what Meghan wanted. She wants Brand, Beckham, Obama's. She wants all this. She's got both lives now, hasn't she? She's got the notoriety. Everyone now knows her. Let's be honest, no one knew her before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I know most people in showbiz land. I remember their head editor of The Sun didn't know her. I remember trying to get her on the interview, and my producer at the time didn't want her in because he said, no one knows her. We've got big stars here.
Yeah.
And no one knew her. And now she has what she wants and set to make. In fact, I've heard billions.
Yes, yeah, so that's the rumour. They could
and
be making up to a billion.
I think
pounds.
The royal family are very worried of who they're going to be linked with. I really think there's a real worry here. And I'm sorry to say, you know, how many of the speeches are we going to hear the same thing, that they're the victims, poor them, you know? And I'm filled for Harry. No one can ever forget him walking by, you know, his mother's car. It was so sad. But he's not the only person to lose someone. I lost my dad very young. And you've got, I just think, how they've done it is so wrong. I feel for Harry very much. And I, you know, who are his friends out in Canada? Who's he got? She's got everything her own way. And they'll be off to La La Land very soon.
Yeah, that's the rumour, that they've already been house hunting in Los Angeles.
It's that's
completely different
happen.
Lifestyle to what he's been used to. But
well,
we shall see.
It's very different. I just don't think it's the right way. It hasn't been enough time. They're already doing the deals.
Yeah, I do. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So they can pay for their own security, right?
Well, who knows? No one knows.
I've just done my tax bill. Don't want to pay for it. I'm just telling you. I got it in on time.
Well done.
Yes.
Very important.
It was. She was telling me off the home mic counter, get phoning me going, Lizzie!
I'm not surprised. You're not one for sticking to the rules usually. So.
My new resolution. I am now sticking to the rules. Yeah.
Okay.
And
good
I'm
to
not
know.
Going out with any more idiots either.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
As it's Valentine's.
Yes,
wearing
it's Valentine's.
Red shoes.
And oh yes, yeah, blimey, those are some fiery red
they
shoes.
They are. Well, it's Valentine's. What are you doing
love
for Valentine's?
Bugger all.
But I think it's. a day. I never used to say. I used to always say, oh, it's a day where you should send cards all the time. Don't have to just do it on that day.
Well,
do you think?
Yeah, but if you send cards all the time, you look a bit of a psycho, don't you?
That's true.
We've got some exciting guests on the show today.
Talking of love,
we have two guests from Love Island.
Wowza!
Both very gorgeous, Eve Gale and Sophie Piper, in the studio. And then separate after them, we have Bars and Melody from Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah,
a couple of years ago.
Oh, I love them.
So should we get on with the show? Because it's going to be a busy one.
Well, it is busy. And Love Island is the number one show everyone's watching. Everyone's talking about.
Yes, it's been all over.
It has.
The internet.
It has. So let's get on with it.
So let's get Eve in the studio.
Tell me nothing, bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. Run from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno sang to me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit the Lil Jon, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Jumping. finesse. Oh, yeah. You know it. Girl, you know we got it going on.
Oh my God,
the gossip is kicking off already.
Sorry, darlings, we're catching
we're
up.
We're too eager.
It's Love Island
I'm
time.
Into, that is the voice of Eve from Love Island.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming
That's
in.
Right.
What's it like to be back in Blighty?
It's just really weird. Like, it's exciting.
It was quite a short experience for you, sadly,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was short, but I feel like my time there, like, I was finding it quite hard. Like, I'm happy. Like, I feel like I'm living it through my sister. Like, she's there. I'm living it through there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, tell her, for those that may not have seen it, because I know everyone has watched it, what happened to you?
So I got first on to be dumped, and then Naz picked her, so parted ways.
And how did you feel at the time inside? Were you gutted, or were you like, you know what, I want to get home?
It wasn't like anything about actually leaving the villa. I was like quite ready to leave. Like, I missed my own space, I missed my own privacy. It was literally just leaving my sister. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to be getting on the plane without her. Like, it just felt so wrong.
Yeah, like, so are you super close? Like,
so close. Like, we work together, we live together, just us two as well. So, yeah.
So, is this the first time you two have just been apart for a long time?
Yeah, like, it's really weird. I literally sit in her room, like, miss you.
Oh, that is quite that. Yeah, because of twins as well, you know.
It's, yeah, and you're
special
so close.
Bond, special bond.
So, we've got to talk about Callum.
Callum, okay.
Tell us about Callum.
Callum was kind of like my first, like, choice, like, of like initial attraction. But then after kind of like getting to know him, I did kind of think him and Sean were better suited. Like, I don't think like me and him would work on the outside. Like, we're quite like different. Like, he's not what I'd usually go for, that kind of
who
thing.
Would you usually go for?
Like, there wasn't anyone in there who like was like properly like who I can actually imagine myself like on the outside world with. But like from there now, I think like Luke T. I really like Luke T. Okay. I feel like he's the kind of guy I'd be like with on the outside.
Why?
Like, he's just like really funny, cool, like down to earth. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know them people who you just feel like you could like really have a laugh with and like go out with, that kind of thing.
Well, this is the weird thing with Love Island, right? Is that like you're all thrown together. There's not really a guarantee that you'll find anyone that you're
exactly.
really that interested
and
in.
You can't fake it. I don't think you can fake it on those shows because
some of them have managed quite well in the past.
Yeah.
I know, but I just think the audience do see through it
definitely,
in the end. You can only 100%. Keep it up for so long, if you know what I'm saying.
Because it's so intense in there as well. I feel like you've got to be like a really good actress if you can fake it and get away with it.
If you had been in there longer, what do you think you would have done differently?
I don't know. Like, for me, I hate, like, forced stuff. Like, I, like, my approach is so chilled out. But in there, you can't be chilled out because everything happens so fast-paced. So I think I'd probably have to, like, get my act together and be a bit more, like, right. But that's just not me, so.
Yeah, that's the difficulty, isn't it? And I guess you'll never know.
Exactly.
Are there things you'd have done differently? Because now you're out, you went out a bit early.
Yeah.
Do you look back and think, oh, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd been a bit more forceful or pushy.
I feel like I think like I don't regret anything because I feel like I did everything like true to myself, and if I did things all differently I would just be like not myself. And I feel like at the moment I'm happy to be out. Like, I'm happy the way things are. I'm happy my sister's in there, and I feel like nice to be out, so I'm like, I'm relieved. Like, I'm like, yeah.
And was there anyone in there that you instantly took a dislike to and thought I'm not
straight for the dislike?
No, but you know when you think I don't want to lie next to them. And
like, everyone in there, like, when I was going in there, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, there's going to be like really bitchy people, loads of really strong overpowering characters that are going to be like too much. But everyone in there was just really nice. I was so shocked at like how nice everyone was. That everyone was just like nice.
Do you think it's any different from the winter to the summer? This is obviously the first time that Love Island done a winter series. Do you think there is a different vibe to it?
I don't know, because like everything about this series now I watch it is so different because I've been in it. It's like it's a complete different watch to me, but I do feel like it's kind of a different vibe maybe.
I think that also having Laura Whitmore instead of Caroline Flack and stuff just gives it a slightly different,
like, the villa, like, it just looks so different as well.
That's true.
Do feel like it is just different, but
maybe on a good thing. Do you like Laura? Do you think she's a good cover for
Caroline?
I think she's really good.
I think she's really like bubbly and nice, and when I met her after Sun she was lovely, like made me feel really like comfortable. I think she's doing a really good job. Like, I've had no like criticism of her really. I think she's
doing a good job. It's hard though to take over because it was kind of Caroline Flack's show, was it?
Flagship show. Definitely. And everyone's going to compare her as well. But I think she's doing a good job.
Well, that's good to hear.
What's it been like?
She's
great. Yeah, definitely. What's it been like since you've come out? Have you been recognised and stuff?
Yeah, like I've been recognised. Sometimes I just like, you know, and you can't really be bothered for it, so you're like,
happened to me.
I have been, but like everyone's been nice. No one's been like trying to egg me on the street or anything. Nice, and just like mainly people just want to ask questions like, what's it like in there? I think everyone's quite intrigued by it, aren't they? Like, what actually goes on?
Because everyone thinks, is it kind of they set up situations, the conversations, but. Yeah, they're not. It's kind of quite real, isn't it?
It is real. Like, obviously, it is a show. So, like, obviously, producers are around you. But everything you say is, like, true to your feelings. Like, you don't ever have to, like, fake a feeling to anyone. Like, it is just real people. Like, it is reality. And people are, like, intrigued in, like, dinner times and all of that kind of stuff. And mainly, I just get asked about that, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's what people really want to know, isn't it? Like, just what...
Yeah, like, how's
the producers, how they're involved.
Breakfast? Like, what's this like?
Yeah. In the bedroom, the noises though.
Oh, I couldn't be handling that.
Oh no, you see, I couldn't handle that. I love my sleep.
Yeah,
when I got sleep.
What's going on with Jess and Ched? What are you making of them?
Oh, I really like them. Yeah. I feel like Ched, like me and Jess are always really drawn to just like, you know, like kind, good people with just like pure intentions. And I just feel like he's so kind. He's like a gentle giant. And I feel like they're just really chilled. I feel like they genuinely like each other. My sister's quite, she's not very cringe and like lovey-dovey. So I feel like...
Do you think they might play against them though? That's the thing. Because they might kind of fade into the background a bit.
Like, you know, like classic Love Island likes to be all out, loads of feelings. My sister's very chilled. She's not too like much like expressing her feelings, so I feel like it can kind of come across that she's not that into him, but I think she is. I think they're just happy and chilled, and I can see them together in the outside world.
Okay,
so yeah, team Chess.
Do you think they could win, or be honest, you don't have
like,
to
like the thing is
I know she won't hear you, she's in
yeah. I think like it's hard because obviously they're Castor and Moore, they're a very fresh couple, and they're up against couples which has been like Paige and Finn. They've been together like basically since the beginning, but I always love an underdog, like
cheering them on from the background.
I'm like, come on, you guys can do it.
They're actually very compatible. Do you think?
And like, he is what she would go for in the outside world. And I just feel like they're just really like. Whenever I see just clips of like Love Island, they're always together, like in the background, and like, I scout her out, and she's just with Ched, just chilling. So,
yeah. But what about their chats about feminism? Were you like, yeah, go?
Yeah, well, like that's the thing. Me and Jess, I love all politics and all those kind of chats. Like, I think a lot of people are quite shocked by that. They're like, what?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's quite important to like kind of find out someone's views before you date them, because like if someone's got like really controversial views to you, like it's a bit like, oh, so I feel like she's just trying to like dig out anything.
It's true though. I mean, it is good to, it's always good to know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, 100%.
Isn't it, Lizzie?
Yes, it is. I should have done that way before.
Learned the hard way.
You thought I would have learned by now. So for you, it's been a really good experience. I mean, what would you say to other people that want to go into Love Island? Would you say do it and try it?
Yeah, or? I would say like it's so good. Like it, I feel like it makes you. It just opens a lot of doors, a lot of opportunity, and you do have like a really good time. Obviously, it's hard. Like I feel like it's just suddenly you come out and you've got to face a lot of judgment. But then you meet like make amazing memories, like meet amazing people. So yeah, I think go for it. Like you only live once. Like as cheesy as it is,
very true.
It's fun. Like,
and do you want? Because you were a VIP hostess, before and a student. Would you want to go back to that, or would you rather get into TV and do more shows?
It's hard because like even my old manager's like even asked me to come back, and I'm like, oh,
really?
Not quite yet. Like I love like all of it, to be honest. Like I feel like I do want to. I'm halfway through my degree, so I do want to finish my degree. But I've got like 2 years until I can kind of go back to that, so I think I'll make the most of this, do what I can in like this kind of time that I've got, and then maybe like go back to stuff like when I've got a bit more time to do it.
Fair enough. Sounds good to me.
Sounds exciting. Well, but I'm so sure you didn't find love.
I know.
And it's Valentine's tomorrow.
Oh god.
We're all in the same boat in this room.
Well, no, maybe not.
Ooh. Oh please, Lizzie, spare me. We've got Sophie next door, so we're going to get you both in so you can have a little chat together.
Okay,
and then we'll have a little chat with Sophie by herself. But first of all, let's play the new Pussycat Dolls song. Have you heard it?
I'm loving this. You should be in that group.
Yeah, very good. After 10 years, they're back. Let's have a listen to React.
Mm-hmm. and I get messed up at the party. I make a scene and get upset, but when I wake up in the morning, you bring me breakfast in bed and act like there's nothing to forget. Maybe I should count my blessings, that you're just that type. So call me masochistic, but sometimes I want to fight. Every time I leave, you pull me closer. I hang up the phone, you call me back. Why don't you mess me around like you're supposed to? You're telling me cool cause I'm just wanting you to react. If I say jump, you just say how high. You might love me to death. The way you do me, boy, you're too nice. You gets me out when I wanna be losing my breath. Maybe I should count my blessings, that you're just that type. So call me masochistic, but sometimes I want to fight. Every time I leave,
presents
Harriet Rose.
Will I Am is joining us on FUBAR Radio right now.
There's things that I've done before that I didn't release, like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like I might put this out one day, or is it like never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
You just know though, don't you?
This one in particular, the Black Eyed Peas one, I know in my heart that it has to come out.
Harriet Rose, every Thursday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
What do you make of that Pussycat Dolls song?
I love it.
Good, isn't it?
No, I really do.
Really good.
I'm not just saying it because no, they're my mates.
I don't think you would.
I wouldn't. And I know Tom Evans very well. Tom Evans.
Oh, yeah, Nicole and Tom are dating now.
I know. But I knew about it for ages. I kept it quiet.
Oh, well, well done.
I know, but I'm a good friend.
This is the show where you should be talking about it, Lizzie.
Tom is a friend. Lips are sealed.
Okay, fine,
but he's very
fine.
Sweet. They look good together.
They do look very good together. We have our next guest.
Who else?
Someone else who looks very good.
She looks very good.
The gorgeous Sophie from Love Island. Hello.
Sophie, welcome home.
I know. It feels so weird to be back. But it's good to be back in London.
So it's only been just over a week since you were unceremoniously booted out
I know,
of Love Island.
Fuming.
Bless you. What was
Island? Like, he kicked me out.
Were you upset though? Because this was like, was it day 22? You did well, but I mean, how did you
feel?
Yeah, I bet.
I feel like towards the end, I thought I was sort of hanging on for dear life, sort of thing.
Really? Why?
I've been in the bottom in that position like 2 times already, so it got to the third time, and I was, to be honest, I didn't think I'd find someone else I had to find someone else. I didn't think I'd make a good connection as well as Connor, like with somebody else. So I just thought, oh, my time to go, really.
Does it really feel like that? Because obviously it can be a little bit awkward, can't it? Like having to force yourself into being into someone you're not interested in.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like in there, you can't really force it unless you're playing a game. Mm.
But you and Connor got on really well.
Yeah, we did.
So when he got dumped from the island, what did you feel? I mean, you obviously... upset.
Yeah, I was upset. I don't know, it was so weird because you're used to being around someone like so often and then, yeah, all of a sudden they're gone. So
have you been in touch since you've been out?
Yeah, we've been in touch. I've seen him. I'm actually seeing him this weekend as well.
Okay. Oh, it's Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A little trip down to Brighton.
Is it kind of still romantic-y or what's
no,
it?
Yeah, we're like... seeing each other. Let's use that term. We're like seeing each other, dating. Yeah, just seeing how it goes, really.
Okay.
Put any pressure on.
Oh, my
goodness. That's good. That's good to hear.
Has kind of got the seal of approval from, because you have a very famous sister, who's my friend, Rochelle, gorgeous Rochelle. And is she happy? Did she feel about it?
Yeah, she actually met, both of my sisters met him at After Sun, when they come down to see me. Yeah, they said he's really nice, so... They haven't seen him again, but they gave my approval. They gave their approval.
That's
so far.
Good, isn't it? Oh, well, thumbs up.
Well, it's always very important to get the family on side.
Exactly.
If
it's the main thing.
Yeah. It's the main thing.
If they don't like my family, I don't like you.
Well, it's really difficult if your family don't like them, and exactly. That is so good. Mm. And how were your family about you going in? I mean, because your sister's on the TV anyway, did she give you any advice to say, look...
Don't do it.
Yeah, careful.
Like, don't you dare go on, Jacob. No, she just basically just said to be myself, and yeah, anything like any negative comments and stuff, she knows like I know I can ignore it and like not read into it. Yeah, just ignore the negativity.
It's very true.
And now, did you guys get on well in the house? What was it like behind the scenes?
Yeah,
I'm
literally, this is the first time I've seen Eve.
So
I'm like,
I can't believe you're here. I was like, are you two going
to
catch up afterwards? You bet there's so much to talk about.
I've literally got so much to grill her on. It's a joke.
Because obviously, you see more what's going on the outside. You've probably not caught up with everything.
I need to know the inside. You need to know.
I know, literally.
Oh, my word. So, I mean, what I've got to say is, why did you want to do the show in the first place? I mean, because it's one of the biggest shows. Everyone talks about it. Mm. It can either go well for you or not. You know, it's a risk, isn't it, doing it? I mean, what made you want to do the show?
Yeah, I just, like, it just seemed like fun. Like, going to South Africa, like, obviously I'm single. Yeah, I haven't... like been in a lot of relationships throughout my life, so I feel like, oh, if it's the time to find someone, it's in South Africa and I love Island Villa.
Nice.
Yeah, but obviously, like, yeah, just making friends, like doing fun challenges, that's definitely up
see because that for me I would find it quite intimidating.
Like, you'd think that as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like you could potentially really embarrass yourself.
Yeah, I know. I probably did, so I don't want to talk about it.
No, I think you managed to come out all right.
Did your mum say, listen, I wasn't happy when you did that?
She didn't, thank God. I thought when we had to do that dance, I don't know if you guys saw.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, my mum is gonna be like, but she's like, Sophie, you look so good.
Oh,
I was like, this is what I need to hear.
They're all supportive.
Yeah.
But is it hard getting on with all the different characters? Because you're all thrown in, you don't know anyone. It is tough, isn't it? It's quite hard.
Yeah, it is. Because I feel like everyone's from different walks of life, like loads of different places. But everyone got on so well. At first, we was like, how are they even going to make a story? But of course
they manage. They know what they're doing.
I know.
Oh my God, they always make a story. But it's so nice that you could have found love. You see,
I know. Like, let's not put the love word out there yet.
Love Island, babes. Love Island.
But no, I am enjoying Connor at the moment.
Do you think though that this show does put quite a bit of pressure on it? Because it's like, if you do go out, there's a lot of people watching the show. They'll see you in a bar and they'll be like, oh, taking pictures, and then suddenly it's like we're still getting to know each other.
Exactly. No, I feel like it is funny in that perspective. Even like my DMs, so many people ask me like, what's the latest with you and Connor, Connor.
It's like their business.
And then we're doing it as well.
Yeah,
he's doing it next door.
But do you look at like Jack and Danny and think from last, you know, a few years ago, thinking, gosh,
I don't know if they're the ideal couple, but
I don't want to do it that way because they were so much in the public eye. They were doing, you know, shows together, presenting together. Mm. Have you thought, actually, do you know what? Maybe not do it in front of all the, you know, cameras.
Yeah, well, I just feel like it's nice to just sort of just continue getting to know each other, just like away from the cameras and stuff like that. Yeah, we're not, like I said, we're not putting any pressure on it.
Yeah,
we'll just see what happens.
Oh,
and like we were saying to Evie, you're going to be going back to your normal job. What are you doing at the minute? How are you going to?
Oh God, because you're a medical. About my normal job?
Have you not? Have you
you're
not
medical
there?
PA, weren't you?
Yeah, well, no, I was. I really like my job. To be fair, I just feel like I was modelling also as well. So I'm just going to see what happens, really. I just, yeah.
Have you both found that your social media numbers have gone through the roof?
Yeah, it's so different. Like, because before, like, I wasn't really, like, Instagram bait at all. So now it's like, oh.
I know.
Has it gone crazy? How many more followers did you get?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Really?
I think, yeah. What are you on at the moment?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, there's just so many. Like, it's like, every, like, sometimes I pause notifications because they just keep coming up. And I'm like, oh, ignore them.
God. Is it competition to have that? How many? Do you think, oh, she's got that many followers? I've only got this amount.
It's so funny.
If it's when you've been in for a different amount of time, I guess people have more time to get to know you or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
So they'll...
Yeah, I feel like the finalists are going to like rock it up and we're going to be there like, oh.
Give us some of your followers.
Will you be going back out there for the final?
No.
Will you not?
No.
I feel like
I don't think
it's
doing
too
that.
Much to fly everyone out.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a bit more of a distance than just going to
New
York
Africa.
Or wherever.
Exactly.
But also, would you want to see them? They did dump you, didn't they? I'd go and go, thanks a lot. What was wrong with me?
I mean, at the time, obviously, I understood why they dumped me, because obviously Jess and Mike were sort of like a thing then, and they didn't want to send someone home that's like has a romantic connection in a villa, which I totally understood. So yeah,
but
no hard feelings there.
But you wanted to stay on. You wanted to stay on, didn't you?
I feel like I've sort of felt like I was ready to go. Even seeing like the Casa Amor lineup, I honestly don't think there's anyone that I'd find a connection with. So yeah, I sort of feel like it was my time to go, even though I was having fun.
Did you shed a little tear when you went? Did you think, gulp, I'm out? Because it is a bit. It's. I don't. I mean, I've done a few shows, and you know when you. I won't name it, but when you were told, but you think your friends and they're not voting for you, you kind of go, hang on a minute. I know it's only a show, but I'm a bit hurt.
I didn't really think of it like that. I just thought of, like, oh, my God, I'm actually, like, saying goodbye to everyone. That's what probably made me upset. Like, I couldn't even look at Naz. So I was like, Naz, I'll crumble if I even look at you. But, no, he's out now, so I can't wait.
Well, the thing is, everyone will be out eventually. It doesn't last forever,
exactly.
Does it?
That's who would you like to win this show? Who do you think deserves it?
I feel like... Obviously, Paige and Finn are boyfriend and girlfriend. They obviously got on so well. They're a good couple. And I feel like Shanice and Luke T, they've come out the woodwork. So they look really strong. So, yeah, either of them would be great to win.
And it's because obviously you're twin. Is
yeah.
in
oh
the
my
show.
God, sorry, I forgot about Jess and Chet. How much have I been banging on about how I... Eve, how much have I been banging on about it?
I don't want to say.
I don't know, I hate Jess. Honestly, Chet has come in, his mannerisms, he's such a gentleman.
I want to ask you what he's like, but you met him,
No, I did not
you?
Meet
oh,
him.
No, I thought you met him, I was like, what's he like?
No, honestly, I feel like... Sorry, just scrap that. Jen and Jess. Jess.
She's changed her tune. Hold on.
Jed and Jess for the win, 100%. Hey. I'm all my mind.
Gotta say it. She's
right.
Gotta say
no,
it.
I promise you.
She's in the building,
she
darling.
She did say that before, actually.
Thank
she texted
you.
Me that.
Thank
yeah.
you. Sorry, I completely forgot.
And there's no need.
Eva sitting here, that's right.
And Eva, obviously.
I got back my sister here. Like, Jed, that's Sophie's
sister. I know,
Jed. Jed and Chad.
Sophie, nearly. Trouble there, weren't you? She was digging herself out of this one.
What are you kind of hoping to get out of the show now? What are you? Well, apart from maybe a relationship, other than that.
Would you like to do more TV and presenting, like, possibly like your sister? Can maybe?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, do you want to follow in your sister's footsteps? I was like, not with my voice. Everyone, I don't understand a word I'm saying. No, but yeah, I'm just gonna sort of take things as they come, really. Yeah,
maybe.
See what
happens. Like I said, I was modelling before, so I'd like to carry that on, and yeah, and just
see what happens.
Yes. Oh, no, so will you be front row at the JLS gig now they've announced they're getting back together?
Yes, I will. Don't you worry. I'll probably be a backup dancer.
I love JLS.
I'm so excited for this, honestly. I've been waiting for this so long.
Oh, I know.
The day's finally come.
Well, guys, thank you both so much for coming in.
You
were
both stars of the show. It's their loss.
You have to say that.
No, I believe it. You are.
Thank you so much.
She really wouldn't say it if she
I really wouldn't believe it. You're so lovely. Wish you both luck. And come back again and tell us more what you're doing.
What
we want to hear.
What happens. Thank you so much.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Capture every slave. That's the way.
Bit of Chaka Khan.
Love Chaka.
Feeling the vibes?
I love it. Woo! I saw her live, just not showing off or anything, but she was so amazing.
Yeah,
she's
like Earth, Wind & Fire.
I was at Earth, Wind & Fire, man, last night.
Disco classics, aren't you?
They were After the Love Has Gone.
You should release a disco album, Lizzie, maybe.
Well, I might.
Or not.
Masked Singer.
Or not.
Don't take the mask off, it will be. Anyway, I'm very excited.
We have the very lovely Bars and Melody with us.
Hey.
Bars and Melody.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Very tired.
Oh, no. Why?
Too much work, man.
Never
too much work. No.
That's good to be busy, boys.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're tired, but we're good. We're busy, and there's nothing wrong with being busy.
So no, definitely exactly. Not. I mean, so obviously, for those that don't know, you first came to light to the general public 6 years ago now,
yeah,
so to still be busy now,
yeah,
actually,
yeah,
it's still,
exactly,
it's pretty
exactly,
good.
Yeah.
That was in 2014, I can't believe
it.
Where's time gone? Actually, I was at the show. I saw
really?
You guys. Yeah,
That's amazing. Small world.
It is a small world.
Very
but
small world.
That was like the eighth series or something. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It feels like it's one of those things. It feels like it never happened because like that was like the start. To me, that feels like my rebirth.
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
like, I don't really remember much of my life before BGT. Like, BGT was my birth. Don't really remember much about that time, and then everything just got
better.
I mean, what made
since?
You want to do that show? Why did you go for that show? And not X Factor, say.
I mean, it wasn't we want to do this over that. It was kind of, we saw Britain's Got Talent first, and we were like, yo, let's just give it a try. We didn't really go in with any expectations. We kind of just went in, you know, giving it our best, and we had a message that we wanted to, you know, show to the British public, see what they thought, and the judges especially. So the reaction was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't think you could have had a better reaction. You ended up on American television and everything.
Exactly,
didn't you?
Yeah. Like, we was the first ever Golden Buzzer from Simon. It was just like...
He doesn't give those out often.
No, exactly.
Well, you can only give out one.
Yeah,
true. That's what I mean.
Only once a year.
Just for you guys.
Exactly. And no, we instantly from this audition going out, we
went to do
the
Ellen
show.
You had 2 million views and
stuff. 200 million, not 2 million.
200.
Yeah.
200 million views.
Yeah. Yes.
That's incredible.
It's crazy. It really is. And it's crazy to know it all started from there.
Yeah. I think the point that I was like, yo, this is mad, is... after it got like 20 million views in 1 week, and we got a call from Ellen DeGeneres, and she was like, yo, come out to LA and film a show. And I was like, this can't be real.
Because what was the track was about, and whose phone is that? It's
yours.
Mine, by the way.
Yes.
It isn't. It really isn't. I've switched it off.
It's not mine's not
Hopeful.
In the room.
It was promoting anti-bullying, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Hopeful was all about anti-bullying. It's something that Leo experienced a lot as a child. And we both believe that everyone experiences like forms of bullying, whether that's in the workplace, at home, in school. Like, it happens, you know?
I'm permanently bullied by Lizzie.
Yeah, exactly.
Never.
It was an anti-bullying song. It was something that as kids we felt like was really important to us. It's still something we think is really important, and it's something like we always try to do is put like meanings and messages in our music, you know.
It's obviously it's still resonating with people because you got to go and do AGT, didn't you?
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. Is it the champions?
Yes. This was crazy.
And what was that like?
Yeah, what was that? Was that last year? 2019?
No, it was this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It was this year. It was very different from the Britain's Got Talent experience.
Is it quite a slick, oiled machine? I imagine it to be very, like...
I would say the British version of the champions is, like, more well-oiled. If
really?
That makes sense.
Really?
Like, yeah. I don't know. I think in Britain, like, everything is so, like... I don't know. I feel
by
like
the book.
We have a standard, like, and that's the British standard, and it's one of my favorite places to do TV or like anything like that, and is in the UK. And I feel like in America, it's all a bit crazy, you know, like.
Yeah, and I imagine the other talent and stuff are probably a bit crazy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And why is it different? How is it different? How is it crazy?
I think it's just the cultures and how they deal with things and run things. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a great experience.
More enthusiastic? Would you say they're more enthusiastic or laid back? Which way is it?
I would just say they're like. They're just nuts. You know? like if they like, they're very like, if they love something, like, you know, you know, like they really show it. Like, they will literally like.
I dated an American.
And if they don't love it, you
know
that
as well.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. You'll know this as well, definitely.
Hey,
that's for sure.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like the American mentality, though, because I went to Dancing with the Stars, which is a sort of same show as Strictly, they were so, like, enthusiastic and can't wait to see you. But you go to Strictly here, they're like, Come on, move up.
Sit down.
I'm
cold.
Don't care. You've got a Kit Kat. Glass of water. Shut up. You know. I'm like, okay.
No, they treated us very well. We had a good time. It was an amazing experience. Met some great people. But yeah. I would say definitely like the UK champions was like, it was almost like a second BGT for us.
Yeah.
It was like going back to.
Well, and you will have changed in that. In that time,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like,
and how did you do in that? You did all right, though.
Yeah, we did good. We made it to the finals. Not top three this time, but that's all right. We'll take that one. It happens. You can't win every time.
Yeah, no. I think it's just like the whole experience. You know, last time we went there, we were like kids, and now we were excited just to show people what we were up to and like you know, our new music, and we've got our new album coming out soon. So we give people a taste of that.
I love that. But is it hard if you've had one big hit? You know, you had that. Everyone was going crazy for. Then you've got to try and beat that and make it better.
Yeah.
And
that's definitely
that?
Hard, and it's something we haven't done yet. Obviously, hopefully, we're still our, you know, biggest claim to fame. But I think it's just keeping that consistency, consistent music, consistent content, and just like just appreciating your fan base and like loving your fan base and working with your fan base. Because as an artist, like, I see a lot of artists don't appreciate their fan bases, and it's like without them, you literally have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the artist. If you don't have fans, you don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, and I think also like in the UK, like "Hopeful" is our song. You know, like our concerts, everyone like knows that song. They want to come there to sing that song. But I think outside of the UK, like we tour Germany quite frequently, and like Poland, and like all those countries in Europe, we have a song called "A Thousand Years," and they know it. I know, 10 times more than "Hopeful."
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you think sometimes just take things on differently?
Yeah, no, I think that we released that song at a time where we just started to tour Germany and like all these different territories in Europe. And I don't know, I think that they, not that they didn't like "Hopeful," they probably just didn't get like the wave of hype when, you know, it
when
it'd came,
be on the TV and all of that stuff.
I think majority of like the views on that video are from like America and the UK. And obviously it spread worldwide. But
I would say our new music has more of an international spread.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But in Germany and places like that, and all the way to Japan, it's crazy.
Wow.
Well, Japan, really.
Yeah, we just come back from Japan. We did three shows there.
What the crowd
different
like
culture.
There?
It is the weirdest but most beautiful experience of my life.
In what sense?
It's like when you're doing a concert, you're just used to noise. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even when you're speaking, there's people all like this. And then in Japan, like, it's literally
completely
like
silent.
Way! And they will listen to every single word that you say, and they will not shout or speak over you. You could hear a pin drop, you know. And it's
is it quite intimidating?
That's what I mean. It's intimidating in the sense of like it's just something we're not used to.
Mm.
But like as an artist, like, it's like, whoa, that's a lot of respect, you know, like because that's what they're doing. They're showing you respect.
Yeah,
you know? They're
very
respectful. The culture is very different. They are just so respectful in every way. Yeah.
And how do you guys do your songwriting? I mean, is it like John one does the music, the other does the lyrics?
We was literally just in the studio. We come straight from the studio.
Huh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's different every time. Like, there's some songs where, like, Leah will write 90%, you know, and then there's songs that I will sit at home, write on my own, and it will come to light. And there's songs that we will work 50-50, 40-60. It's all about that day and that song and that track. And it's like, it's never really like, oh, he works harder or I work harder. It's just like,
joint.
We're both going in to make this product, and we just have to make the best product. And whoever on that day is on form is, obviously in control, really.
I think as well, like, we only slept 1 hour today, so the session was like a complete blur. So,
And why was that, my eyes? You weren't out with me.
No, we were just busy. Like, we had a video shoot. Was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago we had a video shoot, and then we had to go to like some place in Germany to sign like this album box thingy that fans had pre-ordered. So we like signed like 1,000 posters.
Cool.
Or 1,000.
You are good to your fans.
Postcards.
I love that.
Try our best.
Yeah, it was tough, but then we got back super late, and then we had a 4 a.m. flight. So,
but it's a hard business to be in, and you've kept being successful, which is incredible.
It's just fun. Like, we're here to have fun. We're here to have a good time, and we're here to make music that. We ain't faking it. Like, we just want music that's real, and we want music that talks about issues that we feel. Because growing up, like, I ain't going through childhood bullying anymore. Like, I'm going through different issues, and I'm going through things that in my life that, you know, have either hurt me or made me stronger. And that's why I think, you know, our fan base is, I guess, a little different, because we don't so much just like make those songs that are like just about girls or this and that. We have those songs that like really do like resonate with our audience, and I think that's when you build that bridge between like just being like someone's like, oh, they like your music, and then someone like, I don't know, like respecting you and like looking up to you in a way. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Oh, it's fantastic.
You do sound like you take it very serious.
Well, that's what
definitely.
I like.
Definitely.
And they look after their fans, even with 1 hour sleep.
Because if there wasn't, there were no fans, no one's going to be coming to the gig.
A lot of artists that don't respect them. You know, you look at Madonna, she pulled out, she had a bit of a bad knee. Left us waiting.
She has been doing it for about, what,
50 years?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe she's allowed to pull out the odd show.
I think, you know, like, when she's probably been doing music for such a long time that it's just like got to that
point. It's like calling in sick, isn't it? It's like, come on, some days you've got to have a day off. Yeah. You've got to do it. Sometimes you've got to.
Who inspired you, though? Who in the beginning, and made you want to do this?
I have like two, and this they're very opposite, which is quite funny, but it's for different reasons. I listened to like Eminem religiously as a child growing up, like that kind
was
of
was that
like,
the Oscars, baby.
I know, and I wasn't there, but like that performance was fire. Like that,
oh,
that
I didn't
was
see it.
That was
not
fire.
All of them thought that. There no, were a few in the audience
had mixed,
asleep.
Yeah, I've had mixed about this. Also, I thought it was good, in my opinion, but. Obviously, as like a person who just like helped me through my growth and childhood and stuff, and was Eminem. But like when it comes to talent and vocal inspiration and stuff like this, it's Bruno Mars for me.
Oh, wow! Okay. Because it's a very two different artists.
We had a bit of Bruno Mars on earlier, actually.
Nice.
So for you, is it similar artists?
We're very different, me and Charlie, and we're like yin and yang. And like growing up, like I listened to loads of like old school hip hop because. My parents were into that, and I don't know, I guess that it kind of like rubbed off on me, and I didn't just have like one specific person, but like nowadays I find myself like getting inspired by like the most, I don't know, like the niche genre. Like I love Russian music right now. Like, I love Russian music.
And you have a new album coming out.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Sad Boy.
Sad Boy.
What can we expect from that?
Sad Boy with an I.
But why is it Sad Boy with an I?
Well, that's
actually,
just
that's a very good question.
We're just like that. Good Google search term.
Yeah.
We just.
What can we expect from it?
A new wave, a new generation, a new movement, a new, literally a new beginning for Bars and Melody. You know, like the last time we released an album, we were children. Like we were kids. You know, this time we're adults. You know, we haven't had an easy journey, and I definitely feel like in this album. You get to hear a lot of that, you know, and you get to understand like a little bit more about us and what we've been through over the past few years. It goes a lot more into detail about how we're feeling as people. And like I said, behind every song we have a meaning. So the most important thing for us is just making sure that like the fans just enjoy the songs, relate to them and appreciate them.
I think it's definitely even not just about us. Like I feel like there's some sort of like energy in the world right now where like it's not the happiest, like I feel like there's so much going wrong, and like, but you know, we're not just gonna pretend that everything's okay and like go on Instagram and be all happy and smiley, because it's not like that for us, because these things in the world affect everyone. And when people pretend to be happy and they set like a goal to be like, oh, you always have to smile and be this sort of way on like online or however, like it creates like pressure for people, because like, why aren't I happy like they are?
It's very true, actually.
We don't want to be like that. Mm. We want to be like, you know, we're sad a lot, and like it happens because the world is a cold place when you grow up.
I love this. Oh my god, you should be prime minister.
Well, we've got the song Lighthouse to play. Yes, I agree with you.
I think the whole nation
guys, thank you so much for coming in, really appreciate it.
Boys, best of luck. I love you both, and I'm going to look up
we love you too.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you for
Lighthouse played. Lizzie, nice to see you again.
Great to see you. See you next time, baby.
See you next time.
I'm loving the shirt.
Oh, thanks. It's an old one. Oldie but goodie. Here's a bit of Lighthouse by Bars and Melody. Till next time.
Bye bye.
All the memories inside my heart, and dreaming we won't have to be apart. And when the storm comes, should we just run? Without you, I wouldn't have anyone. On my dark days, when I lay there, I wish that we could breathe in the same air. Now you're not here, my vision ain't clear, cause I'm not me when you're not here.
My heart
here.
Could be the same way, I don't like this feeling. Can we just go back to yesterday? And it's been so long, I've been feeling so gone. Gonna find a way, I promise, babe. And I know, and I know, and I know it hurts like hell. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know it hurts like hell.
I wanna swim across the waters just to see your face. Like a lighthouse in the distance, I need you to come.
Doesn't have to be a dream, we can make it real. You tell me that it's hard keeping up the fight. I tell you that you're beautiful when you cry. I know that it's hard not knowing where the road ends. I know that we're scarred when we battle for the seasons. You make me feel good when you're by my side. I hold you close, no need to hide.
My heart could be the same way, I don't like this feeling. Can we just go back to yesterday? And it's been so long, I've been feeling so gone. Gonna find a way, I promise, babe.